This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden is set to deliver his first foreign policy speech as president on Thursday today, which could provide some early signals for his plans to chart a course away from former President Donald Trump's America First approach to the world. Meantime, on Wednesday, Biden renewed his commitment to send $1,400 checks to millions of adult Americans to boost the country's coronavirus-ravaged economy, but he said he was open to Republicans' demands to tighten restrictions on who would get the money. In a call to Democratic leaders, lawmakers in the House of Representatives, and later at a meeting at the White House with a group of Democratic senators, Biden called for quick passage of his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package that includes the stimulus checks, pushing aside a call by some Republican senators for a more limited $618 billion deal. The Biden measure includes billions for vaccine distribution and other medical equipment to fight the pandemic. His proposal also would hike the national minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $15, which most Republicans oppose. Senate Democrats on Tuesday put Biden's $1.9 trillion package on a track for fast passage, likely with little or no Republican support. And the director of the Centers for Disease Control here in the U.S. says that the COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations appear to be on the decline as the Biden administration remains confident that it can reach its target of vaccinating 100 million Americans in its first 100 days. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United Kingdom launched a trial on Thursday to test the effectiveness of mixing two different COVID-19 vaccines. Researchers are aiming to inoculate more than 800 volunteers with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, followed by a booster shot up to 12 weeks later of the vaccine developed jointly by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. Scientists will assess the participants' immune response as well as monitor for any unexpected side effects. Researchers expect to get the results in June. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that the United Nations would work to mobilize key international actors to pressure Myanmar to make sure that the country's military coup fails. Myanmar's military, the Tat Mada, seized power Monday, declaring a year-long state of emergency and detaining de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and President Min Aung, among others. Coup took place following days of tension between the military and the ruling National League for Democracy, which won the November elections. The Tat Mada has refused to accept the results, alleging massive election fraud. Internet providers in Myanmar, including state-owned telecom MPT, were blocking access to Facebook in the country on today after the military coup took place. Myanmar's Ministry of Communications and Information said Facebook would be blocked until February the 7th for the sake of stability. A Facebook spokesman said the company is urging authorities to restore connectivity so that millions of people in Myanmar can communicate with their families and friends and access important information. Strong winds are fanning a brush fire burning out of control in Western Australia today. Authorities say the fire burning east of the Western Australian capital of Perth has destroyed up to 81 homes. Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan said that the threat to lives and homes was far from over, stressing that there were still several emergency warnings still in place. And a bipartisan report to Congress said the United States should extend the May 1st deadline for pulling all of its troops from Afghanistan and make force cuts contingent on progress and peace talks. The Afghanistan study also said the U.S. should not simply hand a victory to the Taliban, reflecting criticism of the Trump administration conceding too much to the insurgents in a bid to end America's longest war. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.